The ongoing disputes over agricultural subsidies is stalling negotiations within the WTO mini-ministerial, but any discussion on the impact of liberalizing food on family farmers and agricultural traditions around the world is also excluded. It is in the streets outside of the mini-ministerial that these concerns were brought.
First, the WTO has had a lot of disputes within its internal body, aside from the dissent that we see here in the streets. And agriculture and food politics has been called its Achilles heel. So what do you guys think about that?
I mean, I think that the U.S. or big industrial nations are kind of faced with a hard task because we have... And here in Canada and the U.S., where I'm from, both places have a lot of subsidies. And while they call for, things like people lowering trade barriers in other countries, they, in the same like respect, place tariffs. So I mean, agriculture is a hard thing because everyone wants food security, but yet they still consider it a good, which is very different than how like steel or something else.
Well, I come from a farm, so for me, it's about being able to protect the right for individual family farms to be able to actually continue on and not have like the corporatization of farms, which the WTO and the neoliberal regime is suggesting, increasing the concentration of land ownership rather than allowing a large number of people to be able to create their own food, create their food for a nation. And control the distribution of food, really, as well.
And why is food an important issue, or agriculture an important issue for you today?
I mean, food is something, I mean, obviously, that we all need, and so it's important to me for that. But also, the World Trade Organization, I think, has a lot of contradictory policies on food, because of the way in which the policies that they implement hurt all farmers. It's not just a benefit for industrializations. And so, I mean, even the U.S. and Canada, in a pro-trade sense, don't have a stake in opening barriers for agricultural trade because it makes the food sources really insecure. So I think that's the main reason I'm here.
Well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. So tell me about the sign that you have.
I think there's a lot of good stuff that can come from trade and countries working together, but as long as that's fair trade, and you can see that through fair trade coffees, chocolates, teas, that kind of stuff, and there needs to be a lot more of that, because, like, I think countries can work together, countries basically can work together, but too much dependence on the unequal grounds that it is now, such as smaller countries working with bigger countries, it's not fair. There's too much power in certain countries, and bigger countries use the smaller countries to take advantage of their exports and not pay them fairly, and not give them fair wages.
Well, then why is Canada's trade minister calling it free trade?
It's free trade because they can basically access so many areas that they want, and so corporations, you know, they set up these free trade zones where they can, you know, trade without paying respect to the laws of that country. Which is obviously to their benefit for, lower wages and that kind of stuff.
And how do you think that the WTO impacts food policy or agriculture?
That's a huge part in it. I'm a huge fan of organic food and small farms and sort of feeding yourself and your community and the areas around you. And so they're more in favor of producing large crops and environmentally unfriendly crops with pesticides, GMOs, all that kind of stuff, in sort of all over the world to mass produce food at a lower cost, which I don't think is beneficial to humans' quality of life.
Well, the trade minister actually speaks a lot in various other representatives of the WTO as well as industrial agriculture about the benefits of GMOs and how they can solve a lot of the dire hunger situations in the world through GMOs. What do you think about that?
I think if it's going to solve hunger, then it's a very band-aid solution to hunger, because GMO crops, like, you need the seeds, you have to buy the seeds every year, you can't keep the seeds, and that's not traditional agriculture. And so you're going to solve hunger by getting, you know, third world countries in Africa, blah, 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 dependent on GMO seeds, which are produced in the richer countries. And I don't think that's solving hunger, because it's just creating more dependence. And I think people have farmed, like, people are alive in these areas for a reason, and they've manage to survive, I think, traditional agriculture.
You keep talking about dependence. It sounds like the discourse of development that Pierre Pettigrew has is actually a discourse of dependency.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.